So it's always an opportunity when we're going through Sphere Saimer that we get to a parsha which is speaking about Sphere Saimer, and so it's really the parsha belongs to this times. Now in Sphere Saimer we have in the halacha of Sphere Saimer we have two simonim. One discusses the counting of Sphere Saimer and all the discussions and the lumdas that have to do with that, and then we have the avelos of Sphere Saimer, the concept of being the minhagim of acting in avelus, acting in the way of mourning, in order to have to have the avelus. So as we know in general, the idea is that Lag BaOmer is the time where this avelus for many stops. We have different minhagim. Do we do the first part of the sphere, the second part of the sphere? Which we're not going to go so much into it today, but the concept is Lag BaOmer is a day where either it's the end of the first part of the sphere or it's a break from the second part of the sphere. And we'll try just to get the understanding of what we have in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah regarding the hefsek of this avelus that we have in Lag BaOmer and around Lag BaOmer, and see how Halacha Lamaisa, when exactly does it start. So we'll start first of all with the basics. How exactly, where is this idea of Lag BaOmer coming in from? The Gemara in Yevamos tells us that Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim, and they all died between Pesach and Atzeres, between Pesach and Shavuos. As later Achronim explained, that's what was, the Rishonim were bothered by this. Because the Rishonim said, if it said they died between Pesach to Atzeres, between Pesach and Shavuos, so why should you not have avelus between Pesach and Shavuos? Right? It says between Pesach and Shavuos they died. So what's exactly the leniency to have less than that those amount of days? Comes the Shmuel Yosef and the Torah and explains. He says he brings the girsa that you don't say between Pesach and Atzeres, but between Pesach and Preis HaAtzeres. Before that Atzeres comes, you have Preis HaAtzeres. What is Preis? The Gemara tells us in a few places that Preis means 15 days earlier. So if I take Shavuos, which comes after the 49 days of the Sphira, and I go 15 days before that, 15 days before the days of Shavuos, what day am I right now? If I have day 49, I remove 15 days from 49, I'm in day 34. So says the Beis Yosef, Sphira Saimer ended, I mean the days that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died, ended 50 days before Shavuos. And because they ended 50 days before Shavuos, until the 34th day of the Omer is the time of Avelus. Come to Shulchan Aruch, it tells us, therefore, the Avelus goes until the 34th day. Not Lag BaOmer, but Lad BaOmer. 34th day of the Omer. Adds the Shulchan Aruch, he says, right, we go to the 34th day, but we have a din that the last day of Avelus, we have a din of Mikzas Hayoyim Kekulam. The beginning of the day is like the whole day, so you don't have to do Avelus the whole day, you just have to do a few minutes in the morning and you're done. Like any other Avelus. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. That's why the Sfaradim and Noeg, you can start shaving haircuts and music and all that all in the 34th day of the Omer in the morning. You have to wait till the beginning of the day. The other Shita, the Ramah brings it, says, no, you go till the 33rd day, to Lag BaOmer. Why to Lag BaOmer? Says the Bach on the tour. Now later the Bir Halacha brings another explanation, but we'll focus on that. Says the Bach, what is the reason that you go till the 33rd, not till the 34th? Because you don't count based on a 15 days Pesach, that's not the idea. Really, the Avelus is from Pesach to Shavuos. But you have to remove out of these days all the days that you don't say Tachron. So says the Bach, what are the days you don't say Tachron? Well, you have 7 days of Pesach. You have 6 Shabbosim. Why? Because we know it's Shiva Shavuos. You have 7 weeks from Pesach to Shavuos. The first Shabbos is doing Pesach. So you have 6 Shabboses after Pesach. So 7 plus 6 is 13. And you have 3 days of Rosh Chodesh, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 1 day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Easy. 7 days of Pesach, 6 Shabbosim, 3 days of Rosh Chodesh, comes out to be 16. So the Beis Yosef said that you need to remove 15 days of Sphira Saimer, not to have an Avelus. Says the Ramah, the Bach, not 15 days, 60 days. Because you really have to have, either it's really not a consecutive time of Avelus that went from Pesach to Lag BaOmer. It really was spread all around between Pesach and Shavuos. But the amount of days that actually there was fatalities, people were dying those days, was only 33 days. Take out 16 days, 7 days of Pesach, 6 Shabbosim, 3 days of Rosh Chodesh. Oh, so first of all, so that's what comes out, the very good what Moshe was saying. So that's what we get. First of all, the rather way is the question. Leo Zuto, the same one who wrote the Leo Rabo, on the Levush really points out, he says, 1 second, what do you mean 7 days of Pesach? You start Sfira Soimer only in the second day of Pesach. And Pesach is total 7 days. So you have only 6 days left. So what's the 7 day? So he says the 7 day is Ishruchak, the day after Pesach. It's interesting that nobody says Pesach Sheni. I don't know why. Why nobody puts Pesach Sheni as one of their things? Hey, Pesach Sheni is a discussion. Do you do Tachrin or not? But Pesach Sheni is not included in that Cheshbon. So that's what the Rabbi says. The Azuta says. And mainly that's what you get to 33. He says the Ramah. You do, when it comes like Boimer in the morning, we count, according to the ones that do the Avelus until the 33rd day, you get till the 33rd day. The 33rd day is when you do the shaving, music, in the morning again. Why in the morning again? For the same reason that the B'Shesef said, because Mikta Sayyam Kekulim. So the 33rd day, very easy. That's what comes out of the B'Shesef. Now, points out the Chok Yaakov. So the Chok Yaakov, 1 second. There is another halacha. We say that in Lag Boimer, you don't say Tachnu. What about the Mincha before Lag Boimer? Do you say Tachnu or not? In the Ramah he brings that you don't say Tachnun in the Mincha before Lag Boimer. Why don't you say Tachnun in the Mincha before? So, in short, the idea is that when you have a day which is a Moed, a day of celebration, so the Mincha before is, so to speak, a preview to that day. And as a preview to that day, as you get ready for that day, you don't say Tachnun. If anybody wants to hear more about Reza Shem on Sunday morning Shir dealing with Tachnun, we'll get more into that. But that's the idea, that Mincha before, a day that is a day of celebration, the Mincha before is also excluded from Tachnun. Very nice. So now says the Chok Yaakov, says 1 second. According to this explanation we just said, that really the 33rd day is a day of Avelus. It's a day that people died, till Midim. The only reason why we celebrate it is because Miktsa Sayyam Kekulo, 33rd day in the morning, it's considered to be as if it's a whole day. B'tzvi is not a day of celebration. It just happens to be. That's the day of the ending. According to that, Mincha before, you should say Tachnun. Because you're not coming to the day of happiness. The day of happiness is really the day after. Just in the 33rd day is when you do Mikta Zayim Kekula. It's really still a sad day. But a part of the day is good enough. So Mincha, you should say Tachnun. Brings the Chok Yaakov. That's why the Maharil says you do say Tachnun. Because it's really 33rd day to the morning. Says the Chok Yaakov, but if you hold, you don't say Tachnun on the Mincha before Lag BaOmer, that means you're looking at Lag BaOmer not as a day which is half Avelus, half not, but a day which is a full day of Simcha. Meaning you hold that the Sphere ends 1 day earlier. The Sphere ends on the 32nd day, on the 33rd day. So 33rd day is a full day of celebration. And for the Mincha before the 33rd day, you don't say Tachnun. That's what Chok Yaakov says. What does it mean? Why the 32nd day? So the Levush discusses, it says, Levush, according to this idea, they don't say Tachnun in the Mincha before. That means your son really end. It wasn't 33 days, it was 32 days. Says Levush to Leo Zuto, 1 second, we just did all Cheshbon, you have 16 days. What do you get a 17th day? So again, they don't say Pesach Sheni, but they say what Moshe Meir mentioned before. They say because in Chutzlars you have an extra day of Pesach, you add that as well, the cover of the Chutzlars. So you have, instead of, you have the 6 days of Pesach, the Isru Chag, and the day of Yom Tov Sheni, that's 8 days total. 6 days of Pesach, of Shabbos, 8 plus 6 is 14. And 3 days of Rosh Chodesh, that's 17 days. So remove 17 days from 49, you get to 32. That's the Cheshbon that the Eliyahu Rabba comes to, that you have over here, basically a third Shita. It tells you the 32nd day is when the Avelus ends, not the 33rd day. You have only 32 days of Avelus. That's why when the 33rd day is a full day of celebration, the Mincha before you don't say Tachnun.
Wait, what about
Meretz
Yisrael?
There's no extra day. Why? Still, in honor of Chutzlars, we add another day. Because of Chutzlars is Yom Tov, in other words, the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva did not die because of Chutzlars was Yom Tov.
That's it. 3 days before Shavuos, which you don't say Tachnun, or Erev Shavuos, which you don't say Tachnun.
Oh, so that's a question. So that, I didn't, very good.
That,
so that's a very good point. And this is a big shaila according to this cheshbon, what happened in Shlosim Me'agbalah, especially that in the Minhagim that we are not going today, exactly how you divide the Sfira Sa'imer, even though those they have a minhag to do the entire Sfira of Elus, Shlosim Me'agbalah they don't do, and part of the reason goes to Yaron Tzitachon. So that's a good question. It depends on the Minhagim. It's not so clear the Minhagim that you don't see Shlosim Me'agbalah. And it could be the remote goes with the other shita. So, Enechanami, that's a good question, Rosh Hashanah. But now, so...
What about the Hasidim that you said, they don't say
Tachon? What?
You said, like, the Hasidim.
Oh, they don't say the Abba. That's the meaning of today. It's not me, crazy. Also, the truth is, even the Shulchan Aruch brings that we don't say Tachon in Chodesh Nisan. Entire Chodesh Nisan. But that's not me, crazy. That's more of just a, you know, extra celebration. We add more. But there's days which are me, crazy, you don't say Tachon. It's a little different. But here comes the following shaila. Simple shaila. Question. According to this idea that you have a 32nd day of the Sfira, not 33, so why don't you stop the Avelus in the morning of the 32nd? The same way, according to Shulchan Aruch, you have 34 days of Sfira. When does it end? In the morning. Why? Mixes Yom Kippur. According to the Ramal, you have 33 days of Sfira. When does it end? In the morning. Why? Mixes Yom Kippur. So according to this sheet that the Chikakiv introduces, that goes to the 32nd, it should go till the morning. It should end in the morning. Nobody says that. Nobody says go till 32nd in the morning. The Lamed Beis Ba'omer in the morning, you can shave and have music. Now nobody says that. The question is go till the evening or not? Oh, well, just to emphasize the difference between these two shitas, just to say the Chagakov. The Chagakov says, what's the big enough community between these two explanations? Can I have a celebration on Lag Ba'omer in the night? Lay Lag Ba'omer. Says the Chikyakoi like this. If you look at my reel, the reel goes to the 33rd day in the morning, the Pashas of the Ramal. So the night before, you cannot have any celebration. But if you hold like the Chikyakoi says, that we say that we don't say Tachna before, so really that means the minute that Lag Ba'omer comes in, it's already a day of celebration. The night of Lag Ba'omer, you also can have a haircuts and music. That's what Chikyakoi says. Now maybe we'll just, I'll share with you on the screen. Just so we'll see it inside. Just this point. Let me see if I open it up over here. Yeah. So if you see over here, the Chikyakov tells us, make it a little bigger. Here's the Chikyakov involved. Says the Chikyakov, "Ein amir tachnun gam be'ev shalom beis." Says you don't say mincha before. Chikyakov says, "Aminogim b'dinat tachnun." I'm skipping a little bit. He brings the ma'aril, so you don't say. If you say, "Says mekir mashe kosav arav gamkin." They only stop at La Megillah B'Avtzi, and I'll take a haircut till the next morning. Who in Ma'aril, Pimin Abbey, it's good to Ma'aril, that till the morning, it's still Avelus. But those that say, don't say it from Mincha, who didn't want to stop there in the night? That bad talio. It means that's, it's over. Says the Chikak, if I go with the Shita, then the 32nd day ends, so 33rd in the night, for sure you can have celebration. But nobody says during the day. Why not? That's question number one. Question number two is, I'll show you a screen again. When we talk about halacha for us, what the Mishtabura says, what the Mishtabura brings? Mishtabura brings the Leo Zutov that says the following. Sounds very particularly, look what he says. He says, some old you could take haircuts on Lag Ba'omer in the night. Why? Again, for the same reason. Because it ended, Lag Ba'omer is a day of celebration. Says there's a difference between taking a haircut or marriage, a wedding. A wedding is different than when there's a difference between wedding, between celebration, between music, and taking a haircut. Haircut, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can be meikel to do in the night. But music, you can't. That's what he brings to the Arava. What's that? Miman of Shach. If you hold that, veil is finished, the veil is ended, so it should be good for both. And if you hold the avilus did not until the morning, both you can do. What's that middle ground that you yesterday having to take a haircut, but don't do music? How do we understand it? These are the two questions. So first of all, why if you hold the 32nd, why don't you do 32nd in the morning? And second, if you, why don't you, how do you have that show that Mishtabur, basically in the name of the Yozuto, that I do take haircuts in the night, but I don't do music in the night? So, the way we explain it, basically, that According to this third shita, the sphere goes to the 32nd day. This is really like was mentioned. It's mentioned in the Levush, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Baal Tanya says the same thing. They hold there's only 32nd days at Oimer. But maybe one can suggest a different way that this shita that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting and the Chaykak is speaking about, they all agree that Sfir Soimer, the Avelus, is 33 days, not 32 days. Not like the Levush, not the Shulchan Aruch Rav. 33 days. If it's 33 days, so why you don't say Tachron and Mincha before, as the Chaykak points out? Why can you have celebration or anything in the night? So here comes another addition, which is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but it's brought down in other Makars. The idea is like this. All what we said till now, the idea of Lag Ba'omer, has nothing to do with Lag Ba'omer. It just so happens to be, it's the 33rd day, the 34th day. Right? It's 33, 34, because that's when the Avelus ended. The Talmid of Akiva, according to the Shulchan Aruch, they stopped dying, and according to the Bach, basically we spread out the days that they died, and we add them together, so we're commemorating the fact that they stopped dying. So that's all it is. The question is, they die here, is it Avelus, not Avelus? But later, Achonim tell us that Lag Ba'omer has an Inyan Bifnei Atzmo. There's a special day Lag Ba'omer has. The Chalutz Sofer already mentions that Lag Ba'omer, based on a Medrash, Lag Ba'omer was the day that the moon started coming down. Even though, according to the Gemara, that's not the way it is. According to the Gemara, it was the 16th day of Iyar. But the Chalutz Sofer says it was the 18th day. That's when the moon came down. The Chidah brings, there was the whole discussion, what happened on Lag Ba'omer. Is like Boimer a time that was the day that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter. That's his brother down the Yochidah. The later Rekaris say that maybe it doesn't mean there was Nifter, it was a day there was Nismach. That's when Rabbi Kiva came and appointed the new Talmidim. This goes to a question of Prichodesh. Prichodesh and Shulchan Aruch asks, what are we celebrating? They all died. So what's to celebrate? I mean, they had 24,000 Talmidim, they all died, now we're celebrating that it's over. Of course it's over, because there's nobody else to die anymore. It's finished. So Pichadosh himself brings the idea that that's when Rabbi Akiva went and made his new Talmidim. He was Soimech, the new Talmidim, in Bereishah of Shimon Bar Yochai. So that's what this day is. The day of the Hilul of Shimon Bar Yochai, the Smicha of Shimon Bar Yochai. Based on the Arizal, according to Kabbalah, there's a big Indian, those. This day is a day, a special day, of which is extra rachamim that comes, that we'll speak of Israel next week on Tuesday. We have the Ma'aral that brings that the Sefer Soim is divided into two. The first part, the first 32 days are days of din, of judgment, and the next 17 is the good side of Kesh Baruch Hu, Kiminyan Toiv. Toiv is the numeric value of 17. So we have a lot of Mekairas that what? That Sfira Sa'imer, that Lag Ba'omer is a day of Simcha, a day of Moed. It's a later Mekairos, but that's what we have. So it mainly goes like this. Really, you could say the following. The time of the Avelus goes until the 33rd day. But we have a conflict, because on the 33rd day, we have a special day of Simcha, which is not brought down the earlier Mekairos, but there is a special day of Simcha that has to do with Hilulus Hashem Ba'yachai, Smichas Hashem Ba'yachai, the day of the month that we celebrate. It's a special day of Chesed, special day that we of a Moya that we're celebrating. So because of that, says according to Chaik Yaakov, the 33rd day should have been a day of Avelus, but we don't do it because of this day of Simcha. So not that it ends in the day 32. It ends in day 33. But at 33, I'm not doing an Avelus, because I'm ending in 32, because the Moed of Lag Ba'omer is Doichet, it pushes it away. So Yimele, we say, we don't say Tachman before, because of the big celebration. Because says the Chag Yaakov, the night of Lag Ba'omer, you're already fine. What about Avelus? It was Nitcha with Lag Ba'omer. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't take it to that extent like the Chag Yaakov. We say the Lag Ba'omer, we do have a conflict between the Avelus of the Sefer Soimer and the celebration of Lag Ba'omer, so what we do is, we do a compromise. What's the compromise? You can take a haircut, but don't have music. Why? What is this compromise? Really, this goes with any avelim. Whenever you have an avel, you have someone who's an avel, right? On his father and mother. In the beginning, you can't take haircuts, you can't shave. Then comes a few months later, Igor b'chaver, his friends start telling him, listen, you look funny. He can start shaving. Can he hear music? Can he go to a wedding? No. So what do you see over here? You see that the way you treat the haircut and the and the shaving is not in the same value of the music. And that, and the explanation is very simple. The haircut is a negative thing. You're doing an avelus. The music is a positive thing. I'm going for a simcha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, listen, the night of Lag BaOmer, we still have a avelus, but we have a conflict of a simcha. So therefore, we're not going to treat with the same severity of avelus that we have during the rest of the days, but it also won't be the full simcha. So therefore, you can't have music, but you could have a haircut. If you look again just one more time in the Mishnah Berurah inside, when the Mishnah Berurah says that, the Lashon Mishnah Berurah is, he says, Yesh me'achoy shemekil nistar be'erev, and he says, Mekol kan yesu lo'isi mekilim. You see that the Mishnah Berurah is not saying as though a pasha could do it, it says, Yesh mekilim. Some are the ones who are mekil. We'll just end that based on the pashat halacha that we have, according to what we just learned, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you cannot have any parties on the night of Lag BaOmer. And that's what the place can bring. All these misibas of Lag BaOmer doesn't work with the Mishnah Berurah. So I want to say, maybe it's a mitzvah, maybe you can do it with a mitzvah. Pasha, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can't have a wedding in the night of Lag BaOmer. So you can't have all the celebrations. But because we have the chukyaku that says really the night of Lag BaOmer, it's already over, because of the day of Lag BaOmer, according to what we're explaining. So therefore, that's what you're soymich on for something which is a mitzvah. That's why so many people are soymich to do weddings. Any place can bring it. And you do celebrations of Lag BaOmer, you're soymich on this chukyakov. Chukyakov says, really, after 32 days of Avelus, the 33rd day is a complete celebration. Not because it's only 32 days, according to what we say, because then it should have been for the morning. But because that conflict of this day of Simcha of Lag BaOmer pushes off the Avelus that we have on that day, at least according to the chukyakov. So that's maybe a way to put everything together. We'll stop with this today. See you all next week.